Hello, I'm Jen Taylor, host of the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I am letting you know that I have created a great quiz that will help you figure out which of the eight CEOs you need to be working on and the tasks that would benefit you the most. I hope you hop down to the show notes, click the link, and take the quiz. I promise it's a quick 2-minute quiz, and I can't wait to see what your feedback is. Thank you. Hey, I'm Jen Taylor, and you're listening to Design Your Wedding Business. As a wedding business coach, I've made it my mission to help creative entrepreneurs build streamlined workflows, processes, and procedures so they can grow their business and spend time on what they love the most, their craft, their family, and their lives. I understand how you feel, and I know it may not be fun to put in the work to build a well-oiled machine, but luckily for you, that's what I love to do. On this podcast, I'm teaching you how to take the stress and chaos out of your business, remove the guesswork, and discover a clear, profitable path to sustainable growth. Let's get started. Welcome to the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I am Jen Taylor, your host. Today, we are talking about flowers with Judy Chisita of Fina Flowers. Judy has been loving flowers since she was 10 years old and has learned every day on style, production, product availability, chasing flowers around the world, and just improving how we do business and be profitable. So welcome today, Judy. Judy, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. We've had a very long relationship, and I am so excited to have you on my podcast.
Well, it's good working with you again.
Yes. Yes. As people, I'm slowly stepping my toes back into planning. So how long have you owned Fina Flowers?
I have the shop for, it'll be 36 years in March. I've actually been in the industry my whole life. So what, 57 years?
You were 10.
Yeah. I've never done anything but flowers.
So fun. So what changes have you seen in the industry? I know being involved in a floral shop for 30 plus years, you've seen a lot of changes. What are the changes you've seen from starting your shop to now within the wedding industry?
The funny thing is that things are coming back. Like when I first started, like all the dried material, like the pampas grass, the dried leaves. So it's kind of funny because now I'm actually going back to my roots. I would say the biggest thing I have seen, which quite honestly, I don't get, is everybody doing things on site.
Oh, you're seeing other florists doing everything.
Yeah, almost everybody does things on site. We do everything in-house. So when we get there, we set up and we are out of there. For me, it would be very stressful because things could happen and you're on a time frame, and a lot of times you don't have all day to make up all the pieces. So I don't know how that came about. And all of a sudden, that's what everybody is doing. So I don't know. I think they ought to change their practices because, number one, cost is involved because you now have to have 8 people on site to do the install compared to 2 to 3. And I'm sure those people, they're not volunteering their time. Plus, things happen. Things break. Sometimes it doesn't go the way you planned. And if you're not right next to where you're setting up, you have to now start scrambling to find what you need to do to fix the problem.
Yes. So there has been many times I've come back to Judy after an event where I've had a florist making on site, and I'm literally, I am not quite bald because I pulled all my hair out because I'm so stressed about them not being done in time. And then, especially with the weddings that we've done together, but I've also done with other florists, if we're out in the ding tulies, it becomes a little bit of a problem. And as a planner with those florists, I am super stressed. So what is your typical day in the shop? What happens? So let's talk about the whole process, because I think what I'd like to know is, so this is a great tool to then say, the planners that are listening, here's, to let the clients know, this is why flowers cost so much.
Right. So happens is, number one, we're starting to book out a year in advance now. So the main thing is to find who you want to work with and get your name on their calendar. And for us, all we need is a deposit. And then we can work out details as we get closer. We now have to start ordering flowers almost 2 to 3 weeks in advance because supply and demand, certain colors, we lost a lot of growers during the pandemic. And for us, we're large enough that we actually buy direct from a lot of the growers. So I know people like that word sustainability, but quite honestly, we only have flowers here available for a short period of time. And when you want ranunculus in September, you're not going to get them here locally. So we actually bring in product from all around the world. So that's what we kind of have to know ahead of time, what items that we have to have. The other thing is we usually try to bring things in at least a week before, because with wedding flowers, they have to be at their maturity when they go to the event. Everyday flowers, you have to put them in tight because they want them to last 10 days. When they're at the party, they want to be at their glory. So we have to bring them in and we have to leave them out so they will open up. And the biggest thing too now, we can't do as many weddings as we used to because my staff is a lot smaller. So that's why you have to get on the calendar, because we can only do so many weddings a weekend.
So when those flowers come in, what happens?
Okay. So when the flowers come in, we have to go down the airport, pick up our product. They come in, we process. So we put them in a preservative that helps to get them going. Everything that needs to be left out gets left out. Everything else can get put in the cooler. So we start prepping containers just because we have 5 different coolers. We can start prepping the containers the week before. And then the week of the wedding, then we can plop in the flowers and start doing our magic with the flowers.
And then what happens? And I mean, I want you to walk through the whole thing. So you're
okay.
So then what happens? So you get them the week advance, you get them all prepped and ready to go. And then the magic starts. So tell us about that.
So then we actually, everything all together, from bridal bouquet, corsages, boutonnieres, centerpieces, decor around the venue. And then the day of the wedding, that's when we try to find out all the timelines from the planners, what time we need to be there for pictures, what time we can get into the venue. And then we start setting up. So this is the other thing that has happened. People aren't taking the flowers. So when we go back to pick up the rental items, sometimes we have a whole van full that we have to pick up all the flowers. So now we've started to ask, do we have to bring another crew back to pick everything up? Or will you give everything away at the end of the night? Because now that's a big deal, because a lot of times I'll just come down with my car, and when I get down there and there's everything left, I have to go back to the shop to pick up the van.
So planners, and if you're a DJ or a photographer and you know you don't have a planner, this is a question to ask. I know that I've always did that. You know, you ask, what do you want to do with the flowers? If they are like, I don't care, then I'll put together the floral and I'll drop it off at a local hospice. If they do want it back, I want to make sure, you know, what needs to go back to the florist? Like if they've rented the vases, you don't want the vases to go walking off because the vases are now going to be charged to the client. And so what can go? And then I go around the tables and say, hey, anybody want the flowers? You can take them, leave the vase, or I'll pull the vase out and move the vase and say, hey, the flowers are for grabs, or I'll move all the flowers to a table, you know, at the end during the evening. I won't say it. I mean, believe it's not at the beginning. It's like towards like all the first dances are done, all the important dances are done. Then I'll just start kind of slowly finding the tables that are getting closer to being empty. And then I'll start creating a collage of flowers. So planners, you need to ask that question at the prep to the end. Because there was a time Judy did a wedding on an island. She came up to Roach Harbor, which is a venue I work at. And she dropped off the flowers. We did all that. There was a bridge that actually collapsed during the wedding. So we had to tell all of the guests, because they're all from out of town, that you had to go this other route. So we went this other route. And so I'm driving a Ford Escape, and I had to bring back the flower. For some reason, everybody was traveling. I came back to Judy's house or the shop that was probably a Sunday. So Monday, my car's still packed. I opened the back door. She's like, what the hell happened? I'm like, Judy, I took the flowers that I could to the thing. And she's like, I thought there, I'm like, I got it all. I mean, I literally had a space just for me to sit down in the car. And everything else was full of the floral, of whatever I needed to bring back. It was all loaded in the car. And I'm just like, I had a spot that was just for my driving. And that was it. So, yes.
Yeah. We started asking that question, too, because it does make a difference on breakdown.
It does. It does. I mean, planners, that's a good question to ask. And it's a good way to inform your clients as well. Is there's other options if they want to donate to hospice or a hospital. I mean, they love it. I mean, there's times I sneak in. I don't even tell them I'm coming. And it's like 11 o'clock at night or the next morning. I'll probably go usually the next morning. And no one's at the front desk. I'll just leave them. Whatever volunteer comes to the front desk, all of a sudden she's like, what? And they don't know. I don't leave a card. I don't leave anything. I just sneak in and sneak out. And then I know that the people there, they're going to be able to, you know, take them around and leave them in rooms and make somebody stay because they have beautiful flowers to look at. So
you love them.
Yes, they do. And we're lucky enough close to where Judy's shop is. There is a really nice hospice and hospital. So just look around, just ask your clients, because if no one wants them or there's still some left at the night, like I'll bring a thing home. I mean, I would love to have that, but you know, it's one of 15 centerpieces. So ask around. So what's the process when a planner reaches out to you? So, you know, like I would reach out to you, say, hey, Judy, we've got a whatever, this date on this location. And, you know, do you want to hop on a ferry and come up to drop off flowers and a cake? And so what's the process when a planner comes up to you and says, I want to work with you. I want my clients to work with you. What's the process?
Okay, number one, we love working with planners. And we know that planners help the couple set their budget. For us, we don't really care what the budget is, but we kind of like to know what the budget is because otherwise it could be a waste of time for all of us. Sometimes if the couple has a lower budget and they want all these big grandioso things, we can tell them at the very beginning, this is going to be way over your budget. So what is more important for you, to have this piece or to stay within your budget? And usually, I would say most couples really don't have a good idea how much things cost, but a lot of the planners do. So a lot of times the planners can say, hey, I will tell you right now, this look is probably not going to work. And it really is up to the couple to decide what's more important to them. So if they just say, no, I really have to have this, we'll see if we can cut someplace else, then we'll go ahead and put it in. But usually I kind of like to know, just because, you know, it could be a $2,500 wedding or it can be a $25,000 wedding. So there's a big difference. And if people don't have that budget, it's always good at the very beginning to start. And so you're steering them in the right direction.
Yes. I mean, there's been times where they're like, I don't know. And I try to stay, I mean, I give them, I try to stay out of the budget thing for the most part. I'll give them especially depending on how they're hiring me. Okay, this is, you know, going through everything. This is a rough estimate, but it's also depending on the flowers. A huge amount of things. And if they're, I've made Judy travel all these places because she's awesome. But it's also travel. Like now Judy's probably going to put out there that she's got this huge travel fee for my clients because she doesn't want to leave the town that I used to live in. She's like, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here and do all my weddings here, which is great. Wouldn't fill the great space to do weddings, but you need to come out. So you think about that too. When you're talking to your florist, is like, is there a travel cost with that? Is there, as I said, I've made Judy come up to an island and bring a cake because we didn't want she's like, oh, I can bring the cake out. Well, we almost forgot the cake too.
Yeah.
So, it's those things that, you know, it's building the relationships, because believe me, if I was just some Joe Schmo, Judy would not be bringing a cake and Judy would not be traipsing around the Pacific Northwest with me, because it's the relationships. So as I say in the intro, this is not just to learn about, you know, how a florist works. It's also about building the relationship with these vendors along the way. So when you are reaching out to these vendors, have them, you know, get to know them and get to know what works for them and be that advocate for them.
Really, and how they operate too. That's, I would say that's a big thing.
Yeah. I mean, I came in, but before any client meeting with Judy, I would have my worksheet and say, okay, this is how many bouquets, this is how many boutonnieres, this is how many moms, this is how many dads, this is how many whatevers. Coming into it, she would already have a good chunk of information. So when we sat down with the client together or her potential client, that she would be able to speak to that and start talking about florals and numbers and, you know, vases and all of this stuff. So coming in prepared is a good thing.
I would have to say too, we always offer a free prototype of the centerpiece, like the month before the wedding when we finalize everything, because I've had a couple of brides, they think they know what they want and they describe what they want. And when they come for the prototype, it's nothing what they described or what they thought they wanted. So we don't like any surprises the day of. And we offer it free because we're a full service florist. So we always have flowers in our cooler. So we don't have to buy anything extra normally.
Yeah. So for planners, when you're looking for your, you know, you're working, you have a list of, I mean, Judy's not the only florist I work with. She's the majority of the florists I work with, but there's other styles, there's other ideas, there's other locations where Judy's booked. So you have another, you know, you have a book of them, a list of florists. Get to know each one of them and talk about that. For me, the first question I would ask my florist is, do you build on site or do you build in a shop and bring them in? Because I know I would get stressed out about that. And if they're like, or if the venue, or not the venue, but the client already has this florist and you're talking to them, but she's like, oh yeah, I'd build everything on site. Okay, great. Now I need to make sure we have time in the timeline that she has 8 hours to build all this stuff. I've seen it happen. I mean, it wasn't my wedding, luckily, but a wedding before, you know, like the wedding day before me had somebody and I'm watching them and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to take them all freaking day. They're going to be done right before they come in. So learn your style, know what stresses you out, because if that was my, I would literally be obsessed with them being done. I wouldn't be able to do the rest of my job until I knew that was ready to go. So what does the wedding day look like when the planner is involved? I think we've talked about this along the way of like, what does your day look like and how does that, you know, progress? Like how many weddings do you normally do on a particular, especially in the summer, how many weddings would you normally take on and what does that look like?
For us, we're pretty lucky because we're right above the wine district area. So we could easily do 3 weddings in a day just because they're like 5 minutes away from each other. We're 5 minutes from the shop. And normally those venues are not very big. So we're kind of doing like, I mean, we can do anything from a bridal bouquet to a boutonniere to a full-blown...
Everything.
But most of the time, the venues there are pretty mid-range size. So, and we're happy with that. We honestly don't care what size they are. I think a lot of shops, because that's their only business, that they have to, and they want the bigger weddings. But for us, we've really try to accommodate to everything.
And so normally you guys come in with 2 to 3 people, depending on the installation. And, you know, I'm making sure that those linens are down, that, you know, we're ready to go, or the linens are being put down while they're doing the ceremony area. And, you know, we're all working together. There's times I probably have come up and picked up bouquets and boutonnieres because we need them earlier than they need to be there. And so I'm like, let me help, because at that point, I was, you know, closer, so it was easier for me to do that. So what I'm hoping to get with these talks is that you get to know, like, inform your clients of these things and get yourself informed about what you need to know about each one of these professions and how to make your life easier, their life easier, and your clients' lives easier.
Yeah. Sometimes we get through the linens, and we need the linens on the tables, And if they're not, like, always my crew, do not stand around. If they need help, you get those linens on the table. And do your job until they're down. You don't ever say, that's not my job. Our job, to get the job done for the client so everybody can get the thing set up in a timely manner. So, no, we're fine.
So then let's talk about what if they don't have a planner. Do you guys end up doing? I mean, I think you're working with planners now more than in the past. So,
because most of the venues that we're working with now, they're all requiring planners. And I think they've realized that the do-it-yourself rights, they cannot do it themselves the day of. And when a couple comes in, the first thing I ask them is, who is your planner you're working with? And when they say, I don't need one because I'm doing everything, I always say, no, because you have all the answers in your head. And if something goes wrong that day, you're the person that they're going to come to. And quite honestly, you're not going to be able to run out to find out, okay, I'm three linens short. What am I going to do? You're doing your hair and makeup. So I always recommend if they don't have a full service to at least get a day of, so they can enjoy their day.
Yeah, I would. And, you know, and that's a term I'll go with the venues that, you know, it's not necessarily day of either. Like, I am somebody that comes in and helps you along the way. So whether it's 3 months out, 6 months out, you know, there's things that I just don't want to show up on the day.
Right.
I want to be there. I want to, you know, like most, I mean, some planners love day of just coming in and just doing the work. I want to make sure that my day is going to be easy. This is all selfish. It's all about making sure I want to make sure their day runs smoothly. But if I'm just coming in on the day of, that's not going to have some prep time leading up to that. So is there anything else you want to tell the planners or the wedding professionals about the florals?
I would just say it's been really good now. People aren't as picky on a specific flower and more about the color and the texture. Mm. So they're leaving it more open and not being so specific like, okay, I have to have peonies or I have to have ranunculus, because there's a lot of other flowers that are available in certain color palettes. And if they just pretty much leave the look and the color palette, then what we do is we source to see what's available at that time.
And I think that's a trend that will continue on. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of this. I mean, it's a sustainability thing for one, but also it's just the color scheme. I mean, you don't have to, I think people now know you can make a peony look like, you know, you can have a whatever look like a peony, even though they're lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the question I didn't tell you at the beginning. So I asked all my guests this. If you know who the rest of the people I'm talking to, you can tell them beforehand, but I will be mad. What is your best piece of mindset advice?
Boy, I say be open-minded, be ready to turn on a dime, and mostly building relationships. I think that out of all my career, I think that has been the best is the relationships, because I will tell you, that's how I've gotten the majority of my business. People have moved from venue to venue, and I'm at a venue that we haven't been up and pops up somebody that I've worked with before. So I end up getting that account. People know that we're dependable and that I think we love what we do and it shows. So I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So the best thing about Judy is when we'll go out and just go wine drinking, or we'll go out and go on networking or something. I mean, it's just some randoms. And Judy knows somebody in every place. I swear to God, we can go anywhere and Judy is like, oh my God. And it's hilarious. So Judy does know everybody. The relationships with Judy are 100% part of her DNA. So that is the best about her. I get to meet new people. That's fabulous. So, Judy, thank you for doing this for me, because I do appreciate all of our traipsings around the Northwest together.
We have missed you. So we were very excited when you said you were coming back.
I'll come over and we'll get the weddings together.
Yes. Thank you for asking me to do this.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Design Your Wedding Business. Creating a clear path for your business takes some accountability, and I'm happy to provide that for you, because I want to see you continue to move forward in your business. From consulting for business operations to rediscovering your passion for your business, I can help. Head on over to my website, jentaylorconsulting.com/services, to learn more about how I can be your strategic partner. Talk to you soon.